the thing, then Sri Aurobindo saying, henceforth whoever dies here, I will put my seal upon him. And in any condition, unconditional protection will be given. What did he say? In ashram? Do you think the Sri Aurobindo ashram is limited to only to Pondicherry's ward? The entire earth? That is the change. That is the expansion he had to give to their world. They are supramental worlds. So when you say here, here means here, on planet Earth. That is where the vital is being washed away. The physical consciousness is being washed away, the entire Earth. So, on 5th December 1950, do you find something very peculiar there in that number? The mathematics, try to find out later. There is a pentagon there and it continues till 9th. He left his body on 5th December and on 9th December the light, mind light entered mother completely and then he was there. So when now when he says here, for Sri Aurobindo it is the planet Earth. I will put my seal upon him. Seal is mudra. And when you have a seal, what you will become? The samudra, with mudra. That is the samudra. And that you have to jump. Later I will talk about it. And in any condition, unconditional protection will be given to all animals, to all, what is that, mineral kingdom. And all to the animal kingdom. We are excluded. The man, is he excluded when we talk animal kingdom? You are a part of the animal kingdom, you remember. And you have to divine kingdom. The man kingdom is the supreme of the connecting link between the divine and animals. The man will no more exist. The lord of nations, this is the negative aspect of it. This is the guarantee we have been given. The asura of darkness has been converted. He is now helping us. The asura of suffering has been dissolved. And that process of dissolving in the three planes or the three diseases which you are now fighting, every night you have to fight it. As mother fought. You think of mother, you feel that mother is with you when you are going up on the earth. The diabetes is the mental plane disease. That is where the stress and strain become very important. The BP, blood circulation, vital body. In cancer, the physical. There you understand how you are fighting it. One should not forget the cascades of secondary, but even though they have converted and the sufferer has dissolved, very soon the human kingdom is becoming disease free, and within 3 years, remember it, you will not hear of all these diseases within 3 years. But our work we have to do. We have to be the warriors and the conquering heroes, not only warriors. We are heroes, we have been confirmed, we will win. So that seriousness of our activity. All individual activities, there is no religion in how you are fighting it. Slowly, 3 or 4 days later, you will find mother herself guiding you in that plane because it is easier to catch us there. In sleep, it is very easy to catch. That's why I am stressing you to do that. Then the suffering will be dissolved. Our suffering will also be dissolved. Only the problem is with the secondary beings. The asuras of death and falsehood, now the problem comes. That is where the immortality, where Sri Aurobindo has to seek the help of mother because he didn't experience the death as a supramental being before. Therefore in this birth, the physical body went through death so that death can be transformed. That is why I say all of us can become immortal at any moment if you are fully surrendered. But remember, every day you have to see the obstructions of your vital and physical. See it. And in the morning or in the night, evening, if you meditate here, the presence will be there. Even though if you are not aware of it, she will remove the obstruction. We can't. Always remember, if you think you can, falsehood has rise on your head. Be careful. You can't do it. But you can experience it. This is what he says. The asuras of death and falsehood are watchfully refrain from incarnating themselves in their essence, for by so doing they were subjected to the laws of evolution. And when the laws of evolution is being mastered by such great people and warriors like Sri Aurobindo, they have to succumb to it. So they have decided not to come in evolution. You understand what I mean by that word? Lose consciousness of falsehood. What is the real portion of falsehood? Where they separated? Falsehood? Satya. Is it not? And suffering? Ahimsa. And how did we get our independence? Ahimsa. We didn't fight. It happened. Similarly, your growth towards the divine being will happen. You have not to fight and do something what we think a hero and warrior does. Now, to conquer death, one must be ready to go through death. Every night you are doing it, don't forget it. We just don't understand that every night we are dying. That experience, when you are practicing this as consciousness and removing all the illnesses, automatically you will understand someday the real process of immortality. The mother says that Sri Aurobindo has revealed the most in Savitri. He has crammed the whole universe in a single book. Whole universe, not planet Earth. Each verse of Savitri is like a revealed mantra which surpasses all that man has possessed by way of knowledge. And I repeat this, the words are expressed and arranged in such a way in Savitri that the sonority of the rhythm leads you to the origin of the sound, which is Om. These are experiences lived by him, realities, supracosmic truth. He walked in the darkness of inconscience. The physical body is the inconscient body, the vital body is the subconscious body. Even in the neighborhood of death, endured the sufferings of perdition. He crossed all these realms, went through the consequences, suffered and endured physically what one cannot imagine. And don't think you have to suffer. He has removed all those sufferings. You will only get bliss. He accepted suffering to transform suffering into joy of union with the Supreme. Each of these words applies to her too. To her here, it means to mother. For their work was that of the one consciousness in two bodies. Till 1950, from 24, three bodies, Sri Krishna consciousness also. The traveler of the world, that is the chapter in Savitri, is Sri Aurobindo himself, the first of the time-bound men who had the knowledge which will lead to a new world order, the divine order. Savitri is the record of his seeing, of an experience which is not of the common kind and is often very far from what the general human mind sees and experiences. Up. You must not expect appreciation or understanding from the general public, but you should appreciate yourself that you are understanding. That is the word's inner meaning which you have to get. You are not worried about the people saying that you have understood. And you cannot make them understand also. But you understand. Every night you understand. You must not expect appreciation or understanding from the general public or even from many of the first touch, as I have pointed out. There must be a new extension of consciousness and a thesis to appreciate a new kind of mystic poetry. Sri Aurobindo wrote to K.B. Chetna. That is why I ask you, all the letters on yoga, please do read it. And when you are reading it, every day you open it. Don't follow a regular order. You will get your message. Note it that I have read it. Just the letter and the page number and get your every day you read a letter. Just got the point? There are more than 12,000 letters or so in those 3 volumes, I think. So you need not keep the 3 volumes. When you come here, you just open, just read that letter and get your message. And you remember that every incident is an idea. Even this incident, the intention of opening this will give you something you have to do, your idea, every day. Sri Aurobindo had entered death voluntarily, the mother said, in the same month of December 1950. He was not compelled to leave his body. He chose to do so for reasons so sublime that they are beyond the reach of human mentality. Don't try to understand it. And anyone who tries to explain it, hear it, that is his explanation, not your explanation. You will know when your consciousness expands. And I am sure within a 1 week you will get it. I have a number of incidents which confirms it, but don't give the names of those people because I want your name to be with them. So add your name within a week to them. The mother had said several times that Sri Aurobindo has confided to her at one time, "We cannot both remain on earth. One of us must go." Because duality, even though you are aware of it, is a duality. You understand the significance of it. It doesn't mean that Sri Aurobindo has to leave this body to have that one consciousness. But the earth consciousness needs it, because the physical body needs it. You are understanding the underlying point in truth in it. We cannot both remain on the earth, one of us must go. Are they not remaining on earth now? They are. But understand, the physical presence to which she replied, "I am ready, I will go," but Sri Aurobindo has forbidden that. No, you can't go. Your body is better than mine. You can undergo the transformation better than I can do. And now the integral yoga, the ordeal of the supramental physical transformation would mean for a body, and that he has unmistakably seen that the mother's body was better able than his to undergo the transformation. Mother has finished it. Now you have just to follow it, surrender to it. Practical reasons connected with the work, it was required that a manifested half of the double avatar of the 2-in-1 had to go to the work behind the veil, probably to hasten the result of the work, certainly because death and everything related to it could only be transformed by confronting it with full avataric consciousness. In other words, immortality is your heritage. Sri Aurobindo has seen to that. How can I become immortal? This body. What is this obstruction? Vital obstruction. You have to remove it. You will become immortal. What the 3 days Sri Aurobindo has done, 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th. If you remove the 5th and the 9th, 6th, 7th and 8th, of the 3 days in which you have the key of your physical body to become immortal. And I am not joking, and I am not just saying because of emotions. It is a fact. I know at least 2 people who survived their death, literally. Even doctors confirm it. It is possible. Sri Aurobindo's impending departure was fully the fact that he has declared Savitri terminated without having worked out the book on death and epilogue, because he didn't finish it, because he didn't have the supramental experience of death, so he couldn't write it. But you have to write it. Your experience will tell it. When a disciple wrote in 1969 to mother, "May not be unfaithful, just When a disciple wrote in 1969 to Mother, "May I not be unfaithful to the sacrifice of Sri Aurobindo has made for that?" What is the wrong word there? Sacrifice. The mother replied, "For his consciousness it was not a sacrifice." Sacrifice means he had to leave something, he didn't leave anything. If that's the letters, I can't read it. My problem. Make it bolder. Anyway, I will try. The mother replied, "For his..." Don't make it black, it becomes difficult for me. "For his consciousness, it was not a sacrifice." Still bigger? Yes, okay. "For his consciousness, it was not a sacrifice. It was a technical, practical, occult exigency." You have to understand these words in your daily life when you're practicing "all life is yoga." It should be practical. It should be technical. And also occult. To hasten the manifestation of the supermind and the supramental transformation on it. Otherwise, a new incarnation would have been required somewhere in future, which means the manifestation of supermind would have been postponed. Was it postponed? No. She also said, Sri Aurobindo once told me that he has arranged everything in a way that nothing would be able to disrupt the continuation of his work. Sri Aurobindo descends into the night of the subconscient and inconscient. The ordeal he suffered of the evil, absolute reign in the black inertia of the days. And now the poem comes, which I am going to sing. But first, let us hear what Savitri says. "Into the abysmal secrecy he came." He means Sri Aurobindo came. "Where darkness peeps from her mattress, grey and nude, and stood on the last locked subconscient floor, where being slept unconscious of its thoughts." "And built the world, not knowing what it built." Ourselves are building this body, but they know what they are building. They don't know what they are building. "And built the world, not knowing what is built. There, waiting its hour, the future lay unknown. There is the record of the vanished stars. There, in the slumber of the cosmic will, he saw the secret key of nature's chain." That is where I am insisting that you practice Mother's earth consciousness. The key, you will get it. "Torn were the formats of the primal night." Format means the DNA. The format we have in our body is the DNA. The DNA code. "Torn were the formats of the primal night and shattered the stereotypes of ignorance. Alive, breathing a deep spiritual breath, nature expunged herself, her stiff mechanical code, and the articles of the bound soul's contract. Falsehood gave back to truth had tortured shape." Falsehood has become the divine truth, the supramental consciousness. It is happening in the body. Be aware of it. That is what I am asking you every day. All life is yoga. "He imposed upon dark atom and dumb mass the diamond script of the imperishable, inscribed on the dim heart of fallen things." Heart. Yesterday I told you about the heart. Be aware of that heart, the fourth dimensional heart. In sleep you go to the fourth dimension. "A peon song of free infinite, and the name foundation of eternity, and traced down the awake exultant cells." Literally he's talking about the cells, but they are awakened cells. "In the ideographs of the ineffable." Ideograph, you understand? Ideas concrete is ideograph. Graph is something very concrete, is it not? Ideograph, the concrete mind. That is what Sri Aurobindo transferred to Mother on 5th, the light of the mind, the ideograph. in the ideographs of the ineffable, the lyric of the love that wastes through time, and the mystic volume of the book of bliss, and the message of the superconscient fire. Hell split across its huge ebonic facade, as if a magic building were undone. Night opened and vanished like a gulf of dreams. Healed were all things. That is where I am giving you the guarantee that all these diseases will be healed. That is what Sri Aurobindo has written. Healed were all things that time's strong heart has made, and sorrow could live no more in nature's breast. Division ceased it to be, for God was there. The soul lit the conscious body with its ray. Matter and spirit mingled in one. Spirit and matter has become divine together. That is what Sri Aurobindo has done. Now I will sing. Is my voice ready? I will just move my lips. You will hear it. But before you hear it, you remember the double pole avatar, Sita, Sri Ram avatar. Sita is the earth consciousness, we all know. She entered into the earth. And Sri Rama, you know, the sun, truth consciousness. And Ravana, you heard that Savitri is fine. He coined Shiva Tandava Stotra is exactly what this means, but in a higher level, that is in Treta Yuga level. But anyway, our subconscious intention is still far, far earlier. So be very careful when you are hearing this song. This hymn, this Savitri, is nothing but Shiva Tandava Stotra. Hear it. You are seeing my lips moving? But no sound is coming, yeah? Whether sound. Be very careful, huh? Don't see my lips. You hear the sound. You enjoy this song. No, not required. They have to hear, not to read. What he has written in Savitri, Ravana also did it, and he merged it into Rama. He is dissolved. More sound. Enjoy it. A bit little sound. The downflow of truth consciousness. The dual avatar. Subconscious has to be pushed down like that. Digambare, the directions are all. You are not going to be without clothes. The directions, the four directions are our clothes. That vast consciousness, that is the Gandhar. you know the Shivalinga is your brain. This is what we have to do at night. This is what he wept. When I will do like this, how I will flow into the truth consciousness. And you remember, Shiva has promised that after you finish your work, I will come and help people. Understand this. That is what he wants. This is what he wants to do in Treta Yuga. And now we have to do it now.
శ్లేషి మంత్రముచ్యతం తదా సుఖీ భవామ్యహం.
శివ ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్ టు ఆల్. శివ మీన్స్ ఆస్పిషియస్నెస్ టు ఆల్, టు ఎవ్రీవన్. కెన్ యూ రిపీట్ దిస్? That is the most important stanza which we have to practice. He says, when I will do this, when I am in a cave and wishing all to be happy. That is exactly what every night you are going to do. Hear this again. That line also to be included. Vimukta Durmati, the negative thoughts must not be there.
Tadamilinka Nirjari Nikunjakotare Vasan విముక్తిర్మతి సదా శిరస్థమంజలివహం. విలోలలోలలోచినేలలామ బాలలగ్నక శివేతి మంత్రముచ్చరన్ కదా సుఖీ భవామ్యహం. పఠన్ స్మరన్ బ్రువన్ నిరోగి శుద్ధలేపి సంతతం హరే గురౌ సుభక్తిమాశయాతి నామ్యథాగతిం. ఉహనం హి దేవినాం సుశంకరస్య చింతనం.
బియాండ్ ద బాడీ continuing. Now you remember Dashavakra is, that's the problem. Five Karmendriyas and the five Gyanendriyas, that is what control is. Pradosha Samaye, at the time of Puja, you have finished your night, your experience, and then you feel that, he says in the Kotarevasa, in the night, you go into your cave. Milimpa Nirjari, false, the truth consciousness falls. And what are you doing? In your way of helping the earth consciousness to be free of these three ills, the physical, emotional, mental, indirectly, your 10 vakras are clean. So last two stanzas, with this attitude, hear it again carefully. Milimpa Nirjari. Go back. And now with that mood you hear those last two stanzas. And vilola lola lochane lalata, your brain changes. Samapravrtika kada sadashivam bhajamyam. Always auspiciousness, always auspiciousness. Then I will get that consciousness. Only truth consciousness gives the totality. Truna ravinda chichusho praja. No, not this. Go down, go down. Yeah. No, go down. You increase. Next. Be aware of this consciousness. And if you can join, join. Panirjari Nikunja Kotarevasan విముక్త దుర్మతి సదా శిరస్థ మంజలిం వహన్. విలోలలోల లోచనే లలామ బాల లగ్నక శివేతి మంత్రముచ్చరన్ కదా సుఖీ భవామ్యహం. ఇమం హి నిత్యమేవ ముక్తమోత్తమోత్తమం స్థమం భ్రువన్నరో విశుద్ధలేతి సంతతం కురౌ సుభక్తిమాశయాతి నామ్యథాగతిం. ఉహనం హి దేహినాం సుశంకరస్య చింతనం. యు బి ఫ్రీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ కాన్షియస్నెస్. విమోహనం హి దేహినా. ఎట్ నైట్ యు హ్యావ్ దట్. బి అవేర్ ఆఫ్ దట్. ఓకే. కుడే సింగర్ and I have asked them this Savitri content and this Shivatandava Stotra so that you can link yourself. Later you can take it. Those who want to take up supramental yoga, he said, must first have reached its threshold. What is the threshold? The sleep consciousness. From sleep consciousness, either you come back to the vital consciousness or the mental consciousness, or you go to the supramental consciousness. That is where you have to reach the threshold. And when I was reading that time, I heard this Shivatandava Sutra. Don't think. And then I asked them, you please get it. I have to sing. And they made me successfully sing. But remember, the Shivatandava is not some a Rakshasa. It is not the Rakshasa. It is the darkness. You remember in Ramayana, Ravana is as a heap of darkness. Meena. Meena. Minapapu, what do we say? Udaddala. You remember when Hanuman goes to Sri Lanka, he says the Udaddala heap. The darkness. And you remember, the darkness has now accepted to work with us. That happened in Treta Yuga because it is a subconscious inconscient. Letters we came to it, but be aware of it. Those who want to take up the supramental yoga, he said, first, you must first have reached this threshold, situated beyond the complete psychic and spiritual realization, because you realize it in the wakeful consciousness. Beyond the highest realizations of the traditional yogas, once the aspirant has reached that far, and that is very far indeed, not for those who are called. Are you sure of that? Do you accept the truth? It is very far for others, but you don't think you are called. Have that confidence. So it is not very far, it is already there. The process of supramental yoga would, as it were, unfold itself automatically. To the predestined soul, he's talking about us, under the direct guidance of the always present, but now no longer veiled, most highest or the most intimate. In the view of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, the earth is an evolutionary field in which the mental being we call human must be succeeded by supramental being, just as man has been preceded by a whole series of inframental beings. Man is a transitional creature. So it is better, however, how soon you get out of this transitional state. In order to bring the supramental unity consciousness upon earth in matter, they first had to realize it in their inner selves and afterwards gradually bring down what they had realized into the degrees of existence between the supermind and matter. That is exactly what we do at night. We have seen that Sri Aurobindo had brought down the supramental into his mental consciousness by 1920. It might be a useful exercise to try and imagine what these words mean into the mental consciousness. And how he stopped the publication of the Arya in January 1921 because the supramental was descending into the vital body. And this descent into the vital body, can you play back that Radha, Gajendra and Turanga, just one line ahead. Just a bit more. Just one more line. Next. Next. Now you go back. Next. Next. You are going
back.
No, when I say going back, level, no, you say okay, let us play again. No. Nikunja Kota Reva. Thank you. Stop it. Pause. Radha, the chariot. The physical body chariot, the emotional body chariot, the mental body chariot. Radha. In Gajendra, our brain. Yesterday I have told you what Gaja is. You are Indra. Radha, Gajendra and Turanga, your mind. These three have to be surrendered. Now you voice it. That's it, stop it. So, the Radha, the Gajendra and the Turanga, they are the symbols of our mental, vital and physical. Radha is the physical, Gajendra is the vital, and Turanga is the mental. Back. So this is what, because the supramental was descending into his vital body to the Gajendra aspect, the mother inwardly, one with him, participated in progress. All progress Sri Aurobindo made, I made too. When the world of the cosmic forces in the person of the God Krishna gave its assent for the new creation by agreeing to descend into terrestrial matter with Sri Aurobindo. And you remember, Shiva said, I will work later. He didn't refuse, he said, my work is later. Because the dance, the Shivatandava, where it is a dance of suppressing universe. So he said, first you finish it off, this song gives you the dance. Sri Aurobindo withdrew into his apartment. His only aim from then onwards was to bring the supramental into the lowest gradation of existence, into the terrestrial matter that is, and to establish it permanently on the earth. The result of such an establishment would be a new world order, the kingdom of God on earth. At last I finished. So tomorrow we start life divine, but we are doing life divine. The divine life is your life, not in this book. Right? Jai Gurudev. On time I could close it.